Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.
Bloomberg projects that Social Security will run out of money to pay full benefits by 2033 and Medicare by 2036. What steps can be taken to mitigate this impending shortfall?
Are we going to get to the lighter conversations later? These first two, this goes back into the nothing. I just want to be very honest. I think that those benefits have been run out. Social Security is done for. I know people keep saying that that is not true. Once again, go reference Chicago. That was the canary in the coal mine to tell you that the money wasn't there. Medicare by 2036, that is scary. And because we don't have enough checks and balances to know where the money is going, where it's being spent, how it's being allocated, how it's being deployed properly. So I think in our lifetime, we are going to have to just rest and realize that Social Security or Medicare will not be there. And if we continue to run into debt, other pension plans are going to go away. I remember as a kid, when certain adults retired, they were guaranteed a pension. Then mm-hmm. that went away. Mm-hmm. Then came in the 401k. Now some 401ks maybe going away in the next 10 to 15 years. So there's nothing we can do. What is the solution? You got to invest in and take care of your own financial house, because nobody cares about your money the way that you do. But it's sad and it's too late. I've been beating this drum for about 2 years and everyone said I was a conspiracy theorist, but Bloomberg says it. So it's official. Shout out to Michael Bloomberg.
Yeah. But I feel like we've heard this for the past couple of years, and it felt like we're the direct descendants of this, right? Like 80s babies, right? They were like, as you were growing up, as you were starting to work for us, they would tell you, don't worry, Social Security is not going to be there when it's time for y'all to retire. And as we're looking at the numbers, right, within the next
few years,
a lot of us will probably be at that point where we've done 25 to 30 years in a career and we're at that retirement age, from a career working standpoint, not from the Social Security standpoint. But this is like one of those things. Again, I'm not sure what we do other than continue to educate ourselves, continue to find other ways than to rely on these benefits, right? Whether it's opening up brokerage accounts or finding other pension plans, like you said. But this is alarming, especially for Medicare. When you're talking about the cost of healthcare in this country, I mean, I don't even know how you can pay for it. Like if you don't have healthcare,
it's
astronomical. And even if you have Medicare, it's still an expensive cost. I think you just start planning to having not even discretionary income, but this becomes now that emergency fund. I know early on you used to say it was like 60 months, and I'm like, that seems like a lot. But I mean, based on these numbers, this might be something that's needed. Do we now adjust what the savings is? From a financial advisor standpoint, what do you say to that?
At first, you know, this is not something that's new information, right? When I was a financial advisor, like, I used to tell my clients this, because actually, if you look on your Social Security statement, it says it on your Social Security statement. And it's been stated on your Social Security statement for years, but nobody really reads fine print. But this is something that has been documented by the Social Security office themselves for over a decade. So it's not surprising. And it doesn't necessarily mean that at 2033, that is going to be over. It's just saying at this pace, it will be over. But they'll probably pump more money into it. I have very strong doubt that Social Security will end in 2033. That's almost impossible. They will put more money into it and they will make it. But that leads to more issues, because it's like, okay, we keep funding and we're putting ourselves more into debt. But that goes back to the first thing, as far as the debt is already out of control. So it's a political game that, you know, really the politicians are the only ones that can kind of figure this out, because they're the ones that control the budget. This goes back to our visit in Washington when we met with, you know, members of Congress, and we talk about, you know, the Appropriations Committee, Ways and Means Committee, different things that these type of committees control the budget, where the money goes, and how it's allocated. Mm-hmm. And that's why it's important to be politically aware and take part in the political process, because the members of Congress have the power to make the decisions on this. And they're the only ones that have the power to make the decisions on this. So I'm pretty sure they'll kick the can down the road as long as they possibly can. But yeah, it's not encouraging that, you know, financially we're on a pathway of insolvency. That's never, that's never good. Right. But ultimately there's only a few ways that you can solve these type of issues. You either, you know, increase revenue, which most of the time that's by increasing taxes, or you cut spending. So Democrats want to raise taxes, Republicans want to cut spending. I think you got to do a combination of both.
Yeah.
And military spending, definitely something that I think we spend way too much money on.
Never going to go down.
Especially overseas, overseas military practices, overseas financial aid to other countries is definitely something that could potentially, you know, be cut down on as a line item for sure. Yeah. But it's all in the hands of the politicians. It's a political game. But as far as how much money you should have in savings, I mean, you should definitely have at least 6 months in savings, but you know, a year for sure, if you can, to be on the safe side. That's something that's helpful and beneficial, but savings is relative. I mean, if you have money in the stock market, technically that's a form of savings as well, right? Like, so you should have as much money as you possibly can, quote unquote saved. I mean, just in a regular bank account, a year, probably no more than a year. But after that, you know, you put money into a brokerage account, you put money into stocks.
You got the money there.
In an emergency situation, if you need to take, then you can take from that as well. So you want to have as much money, you know, liquid. I'll use that as a better word than savings. You want to have as much money liquid as you possibly can, because it just gives you flexibility when anything can happen. And you know, if you're not liquid, then you're going to be in a very difficult space.
And the truth is, even when you get to a different level, even 60 months, like 5 years goes by fast. There's companies that have hit a route for 10 years. But if you look at how much money they have, $2.7 trillion in Social Security left. That's the value. That's the market cap of NVIDIA. Well, NVIDIA is at 2.9. So everyone's paid in all this time, and in the course of 10 years, NVIDIA has had more value than Social Security. That money probably won't be there by 2040. What do I know? And every year we do this show makes a case for why you need this much money stored away. Inflation is getting higher. We won't talk about the corruption, the reallocation of money. It's a lot of tricky stuff going on. Invest in yourself. So my thing for you. But on top of that, you have to have your money work for you. There's no more, like, the disparity between rich and poor is getting higher than ever. We'll talk about it later, but now we have a poor person's recession. We're gonna put all the debt on those that make less than 60 grand a year, and then everyone who's doing well get elevated higher. I know I sound like Bernie Sanders, but it is getting tricky. And as an entrepreneur, you have to be able to weather a lot of storms, and sometimes a storm may last longer than a year. So,
yeah, I'm looking at this chart for the U.S. government spending fiscal year to date 2024. The number one category is Social Security, $960 billion. Medicare is number two, $607 billion. Mm-hmm. Net interest, $601 billion. Health, $595 billion, and then national defense, $576 billion. Interesting. I'm trying to figure out where education is here. Oh, here it is down here. Number eight, education, training, employment, and social services, $141 billion.
Yeah, Lockheed going to get their money no matter what. So, Anduril being MX soon, Boeing.
Hit the like button,
yes.
And share.
Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.